So how long do K-pop bands like typically last? Are they? I mean, I know that pop bands typically don't last very long, but are they like 6 months and then they kind of go off and do their own thing? Are there a bunch of solo artists?
You know, surprisingly, I think that K-pop bands actually last quite a while. Like they stay relevant, right? I think that K-pop bands, sometimes they have a lot of members, and sometimes they might have members that leave or they might come back, but it's not something that's like super prevalent. Like, it's not something that people just talk about all the time. But the thing is, these bands are so large that sometimes they have subgroups within the group. So it's like one overarching group, and then they'll have a subgroup of that band that will have their own album or something like that.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah.
But I mean, it's just another way to like push the fandom.
Spread themselves out too. The other thing I don't see a lot of is like you know how do they do anything else? Like do they have sponsors or anything? Like
100%. Like K-pop man, to be a K-pop member, you're not just like a music artist, right? Like, you are what's considered an idol, right? Mm-hmm. So people like, you'll see these idols, these K-pop members, do like a whole host of things. Some of them are in K-dramas, which is a whole nother topic.
What?
Yeah. So it's like Korean, like drama TV, right? But so, like, a lot of them will be like actors in that. Some of them will be, actual models. Like, they'll model for companies, or they'll model for a product and stuff like that.
Right.
So, yeah, like they do a lot of stuff. It's gonna be that first song.
All right, so here we are, dude. We're looking at Blackpink on Spotify on my TV. What song you want to listen to here?
That very first one.
How do you like that?
It's their latest comeback. So
this is Matt's first time listening to K-pop.
It's baller.
Is that a girls group?
It's baller. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay? You ready?
I don't listen to girls. Wait, yeah.
I will try not to sing along. You'll hear the English in the song too.
The way she's talking right now, you could literally put like some other pop star you know that raps something in her place, and they're like, she knows what she's doing, right? The way that, you know, the verses go, right? Yeah, this is crazy, dude. Yeah. Alright, so there's your taste of K-pop.
I would also suggest one more.
Okay, we'll do it. Let's do it.
So that was like the most popular girl group. I think it's around 700 million views right now
on YouTube.
And it's trending. Holy to hit, crap, like it will hit a billion if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
Wait, what number is that?
That's just 13 million. Yeah. On Spotify, which honestly, that's crazy. Spotify doesn't normally have that many followers. No one really follows other artists on Spotify.
Do Stray Kids.
As much as...
So now I'm going to show you a guy group, okay? And like, here's the thing. You guys are listening to this music just flat without the music video, but the music videos enhance it like times 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can play YouTube as well, you know?
I believe that, for sure.
Yeah, you want to do YouTube?
No, just YouTube. Let's do YouTube. Let's just do it. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I podcast. There's no rules, man. We do whatever we want.
Just do what you want.
Yeah. And what I'll do is, like, the cool thing is that we're watching this YouTube video. What I'll just do is I'll inlay just inlay the video somehow. With OBS, I'll just record it. You guys get to see my
how embarrassing
stuff, I guess. Bedroom studio soundproofing. All right. Anywho.
Is it because they're like, Sky, you're a little loud, dude.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
do they?
Probably.
Do they? No. They go, Sky, okay. You're a little,
they know what's happening, dude.
You're a little loud, bro. All
right. Straight Kids, right?
Oh, I get it. Yeah, Straight Kids. Get ready. This song hits so hard. It almost knocked me back to 2018. That's how good it is.
What? Okay. All right. Heck yeah. You know, knocking you back. I am?
Yeah, Stray.
Stray. I thought you said Straight Kids, dude. Oh, I was about to say, like, what? But, you know, whatever. That would be like, yeah, my bad.
There it is.
Oh, the first thing that popped up, of course, right?
Yeah.
All right, which one is this?
It's the very first music video.
Really? First one?
Yeah. So, hold on. Before you hit it, let me set up a little let me just kind of, like,
you're good.
Explain
yeah,
something real quick, right? So, there's, what, 7 members, and this band in particular, this was their first, like, super, super huge song. Like, they have had, like, songs in the past and, like, albums, but I think this is, like, one of their, if not, like, the biggest album that they've been trying to shoot for. And people, there's a huge fandom around the members. So, like, whenever certain members pop up, people really get crazy about, you know, like, that particular member. So, throughout the music video, you'll see the video switching from member to member a lot. Well, and you can see how people would go crazy whenever their favorite pops up.
So, what I was about to say is next... I thought that, is that guy only a Stray Kids? This guy with blonde hair?
He's a, they're, those two are both members.
But are they, I thought they were on some, another group. Are they not, or are they?
No, Stray Kids is one group of 7 guys.
Because I thought, I guess I thought I saw him somewhere else. Maybe I didn't.
No, it's so. Because you think they all look very similar, right?
Well, that's not what I meant. But I've seen his hairstyle, like, right? Like a straight, like.
His haircuts are all the
same. It's, like, yeah, it's,
different colors.
Oh, that guy on the right looks, okay, you're right, you're right. The haircuts are kind of, okay.
They really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a...
I didn't know. Just, some of the members do other, like, bands, right?
Sometimes, but, I mean, members are usually exclusive to a band.
Just their own? Like, that's their thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, let's watch this one.
All right.
Ads. Yeah, skip it. Dude, he has, like, contacts in it. It's crazy.
So pay attention to the dance moves in particular and why people go crazy about dance moves.
Dude, Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah. So the K-pop fandom would call that a banger.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, dude, that actually is a banger. Holy
yeah,
crap.
Yeah, I mean, like, and like that's crazy, man. So here's another thing about the whole K-pop industry is like, there's all these like terms and lingo and stuff like that that people associate with their songs. It's a bop, it's a banger, it's a comeback.
I mean, well,
there's a bias. You have a bias. You have an ultimate bias. Like, there's all these different terms that are part of the fandom. They just make it fun, right? So people that are in the fandom like really, really enjoy it because you get to talk about all these things. You get to talk about who your favorite member is or who your ultimate favorite member is, and people can like connect on that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like maybe like sports a little bit, like their teams, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think like, that's a good, you know, good comparison
for sure, and like. You're just into it, and you know all about them. You know what they're doing.
Yep.
You know what they're
you
about.
You know their stats.
You know their, like, their quote-unquote stats, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I think going back to describing the music, like, as far as what that goes, right now I think slang is kind of catching up with in America as far as saying, you know, it's a bop, it's a banger, it's whatever, you know? Yeah.
And like
the other though, what do you mean bias? What are you talking about?
So a bias is like you might have, like, a particular member of a group that that is your favorite and that you enjoy the most, and that member you would say is like your bias, like you're
you're
biased towards them, and so you just call them your bias,
right?
So you can have each group. I mean, you might have a different person that is your bias, and then from the whole genre of K-pop, you might have like one particular member that you're just over the moon about, and that would be your ultimate bias. So that's like the person that
I feel like there's something you might be able to use in other things too, you know?
Yeah, like all this lingo might definitely come.
I don't know. I haven't heard it anywhere else.
It could definitely have come from American music, and it's just now like very blown up because of K-pop, and the K-pop group just kind of took it and kind of like overtook it, right? But I don't know.
So who's your ultimate?
Oh gosh.
Yeah, now we have to know.
What's your ultimate bias?
I don't think that I particularly have like an ultimate bias, but I do have a couple of bias that I do enjoy the most. I would say nobody's gonna know who these people are, but I'm gonna say
it. Say what group you're a part of.
Sure. So BTS, I would say that my bias for BTS would be Jungkook. He's one of the main vocalists. And then I would say for ATEEZ, my bias is the leader of the group, and his name is Hyunjun. And for Blackpink, I would say that my bias is Jisoo, who is one of the members. She's like one of the main vocalists.
Okay, I was going to say which one, like, as far as... is she the one that would do, like, the melody vocals? Is she the one that would do the rapping stuff?
No, she wouldn't rap. She would be one of, like, the main, like, melody vocalist.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yep.
It's
a whole big wide world out there, man.
Yeah,
you know,
cheap.
So
mm-hmm.
I was excited to talk about this, honestly, just because of how big it's getting. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's growing like,
and it's just
crazy.
It's exponentially just going to get bigger and bigger, right?
Right.
When is it going to be? It's still not. I feel like it's still not mainstream. You know,
not in America.
Isn't
it's
that
still,
weird?
It still, like, has its niche.
We have. Oh, I know. There's fans out there, like. There's probably closet fans out there right now, dude. You know what I mean? The way it is, right? It's kind of hard to bring yourself to it. Like I said, though, I heard this song and I'm like, wow, that's super good. I'm not going to be that guy. Like, I'm not going to deny that it's good music. You know what I mean?
I think that a lot of younger people who have not been exposed to K-pop would, and like, this is like an identity thing for K-pop, right? Is that a lot of people look at it or hear it and they say, I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what they're saying. Like, what's the deal? I don't know what they're saying. And it's like, but whenever you really get into it, it's like, well, that's not what I'm focusing on. I'm not focusing on what they're saying. I'm focusing on the emotion behind what they're saying and applying that emotion to my own life. Right.
Yeah.
So I think that is where a lot of like younger people would be like, I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what they're saying.
I'm trying to imagine like,
and it's hard for them to put that music on radio. Which is where I think a lot of people listen to their music.
See, so. You think so too, don't you? Hey, I've asked people about that, man. Like, people listen to radio still, you know?
Well, people are in cars still. People have commutes still.
Dude, what are you doing, man? Listen to the Toasty podcast, you know what I mean? I'm just kidding. We don't have any music on there.
Unshameful plug.
But like, no, for real though, like Spotify I thought would be so much bigger as far as like everyone listens to this now, you know? But I guess radio is just so huge. So yeah, that must be a big part of it. They can't get on the radio, so
radio is easy. You know, you just literally turn the dial and it's automatically on. You don't have to plug in your phone. I mean, a lot of people.
So you do that?
I mean, I like the radio's on for the 60 seconds that it takes me to plug in my phone and put my own music on.
So you do that though? You plug your own music in, right? You're like, yeah, screw that.
Usually,
because right? It's not.
I mean,
K-pop.
Usually I'm listening to exactly. It's not K-pop. It's like usually K-pop. I'm listening to K-pop.
Right.
So.
Mine's Bluetooth, I guess. That I thought everyone would be that way now, where it's just like automatic connection, you know.
Well, I mean, you have to have a newer car that has Bluetooth.
No,
a
you're right. You're drive, right. I mean, that's like, true. I'm not trying to say anything here.
I listen to AM radio, so.
What the heck? Well, you listen to talk shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Freaking political science majors, dude. What are you gonna do? Nerds, man.
Nerds.
Toasty.